beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? A suitcase, but I'm not going away. No, just brought the suitcase to show you. It's called a suitcase because it's a case for suits. But very often people don't put suits in them. No. How are you today? Good. Do you have any suitcases at your house? Well, this one has some other things in it that I'd like you to see. I just packed it up to show what I might put in one if I were going to go, oh, for a night or a day, a little bit away. A book. I'd probably take a book with me, because I do like to read. And this is a particularly good one. Here's a bathrobe. It's a robe that you sometimes wear to the bath. So, it's a bathrobe. I think I'll try it on. Short sleeve, long sleeve. There. There's the belt. One end of the belt, say, how do you do to the other end? Yep. Oh, and here's something. Maybe you've seen this before. But this is a vest with some people that you know in make-believe. Right on it. On this side is King Friday the 13th in his castle. Wonder if he's going to be back today in the neighborhood. Down here is Henrietta Pussycat in her house. Down here is Lady Elaine Fairchild. And over there is the trolley that goes along that track. And then over on this side is Daniel Tiger and his clock. Mm-hmm. And way over here, you see X in his tree. Look at that. X the owl in his tree. And over here, Grandpère in the Eiffel Tower. Grandpère would say, bonjour. Bonjour, that means hello. Okay. Now here's a shirt. A shirt that sometimes you use a tie with it, a long tie or a bow tie. Here's an undershirt. It's called an undershirt because this shirt goes under this one. Undershirt. Underpants. These pants go under these pants. So they're called underpants. Oh, now here are two different kinds of sweaters. And I'd like you to tell me what's different about them. Mm-hmm. Take a look at this one. Okay. Now take a look at this one. What do you see different about them? Yep, this one has long sleeves. And this one doesn't have any sleeves. Okay. Now, this is something for rain or a swimming place. Swimming trunks. Mm-hmm. Here. Can you guess what might be in here? It has its own zipper, its own case. And right in here are slippers. Yep. Walk right up to you. Traveling slippers they are, for their own case. Bet you could tell me what these are, can't you? Right. Absolutely. Could you guess what this might be? Could you?
Well, it's a toothbrush with its own toothpaste.
Yeah.
Right in its own case. Toothpaste, toothbrush. See, it folds up.
Whoop. Down and go.
There it is. Toothbrush, toothpaste. There you are. So, little roll of candy too, in case I were going away. Brush.
Comb.
And some plain pieces of board, cardboard. Sound like water? What do you think of when it's raining? Are you ever able to say it's raining in a different language? Do you have any friends who talk a different language from what you talk? Well, in France, you'd say il pleut when it's raining.
Mm-hmm.
And in Spain, you'd say something different. And in Germany, you'd say something different. Let's just sing the song that says those different ways for it's raining. I'm going to France in the morning. I'm going by plane in the morning. I hope it will rain, 'cause I know how to say il pleut. It's raining, il pleut. You see now, Spain. I'm going to Spain in the morning. I'm going by plane in the morning. I hope it will rain, 'cause I know how to say esta lluvia, it's raining. Esta lluvia, raining. I'm going to Germany in the morning. I'm going by plane in the morning. I hope it will rain, 'cause I know how to say es regnet, it's raining. Esta es regnet, es regnet. Yeah. I'm going to Italy in the morning. I'm going by plane in the morning. I hope it will rain, 'cause I know how to say piove, it's raining, piove. Now let's go far away. Let's go to Taiwan. I'm going to Taiwan in the morning. I'm going by plane in the morning. I hope it will rain, 'cause I know how to say shen za xia yu, shen za xia yu. This much means now, and this much means raining. Now raining. Let's make now raining with our fingers, okay? Now raining. Now raining. Somebody's making something else with their fingers at the door. Anybody we know? Hi, Miss Emily,
hi.
Come in.
My goodness, you look gaudy.
Oh, I've just been trying some different things on from
my
suitcase.
You certainly have a fantastic looking costume, I must say. That's a wonderful looking waistcoat. Let's look at it.
Well, some of your friends in make-believe.
Oh, yes, Grandpère and his Eiffel Tower. Mm-hmm. And darling little Daniel.
See, the king?
The king, of course, and Henrietta. And Lady Elaine and the trolley. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a wonderful vest.
Grandpère would say il pleut for it's
he
raining.
He would indeed. Mm-hmm. And I would, having lived in Italy, would say piove.
Piove, right.
But together, my dear, with that yellow-looking bathrobe, it needs something in the way of aesthetic taste, I think. You know, I found a poem about rain.
Oh, well, that's what we've been talking about.
Well, you see, there it is. We've often said that we were on the same wavelength, hadn't we?
Mm-hmm.
It takes long and intimate friendship to think of the same things at the same time,
sure
doesn't
does.
It?
Tell me about rain in a poem.
Well, it's called Rain, strangely enough.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have the rain, you know, because it helps all things to grow. To all of us, it's very plain. We simply have to have the rain. But if we've planned a picnic day, I'm sure that none of us will say, we have to have the rain, you know, because it helps all things to grow. Mm-mm. We'd rather have a sunny day when we can run about and play. But sometimes when there's rain about and Mother says we can't go out, the rain's a funny thing, you know. You watch a raindrop, gentle, slow, come gliding down the window pane and wonder, time and time again, where do they go, these little drops? Down, down they glide, till each one plops onto the sill and then is gone. But many wonder, I for one, where do they go? Someday I'll know, and then I'll come and tell you so.
Well, I hope you will, because I've seen them come down the window pane and plop off, as you say.
And wonder, where do they go? Because they have to go somewhere.
Sure they do. But they go into the rivers, and then they evaporate and go up into the sky and come down as rain again.
That must be a long journey.
You can be sure it is. There are a lot of people who are afraid of the rain, Miss Emily, but I know somebody who just loves it.
Oh, who's that?
X the Owl.
Oh, really?
Yes, he comes out of his tree and spreads his wings and goes back like this and just lets it give him a shower.
Well, do you think he'd like to hear this poem?
Oh, I know he would. Would you take it to him?
I'd love to.
Oh, good.
By the way, has the king come back yet?
I'm not sure.
Well, I'll pop over to that neighborhood and have a look.
Yeah, do.
Yes, I will. And
I hope they've cleaned up the place if the king's due back.
I'm glad to see in your extraordinary costume.
Well, I'll clean myself up in a little bit.
Goodbye.
Bye, Miss Emily.
Bye.
Thank you. The lady of poetry in our neighborhood, Miss Emily. Yep. Let's take a look and see at the neighborhood of make-believe. There's Daniel's clock. And there's the museum go-round. There's X's tree. Miss Emily's coming to see you, X. I wonder if he's there. In Henrietta's house. And there's the factory. There's a trolley. I thought it must be time for our trolley. Uh-oh. There's a tent still in the castle garden. Uh-oh, trolley. Come on in. Trolley, I see one tent left in the castle garden. What's that all about? Yes, we will have to find out. All right, let's go in and see for ourselves to the neighborhood of make-believe. Other tents over to someplace else.
Oh, you're a great help, dear. I just don't know what I'd do without you.
Well, what about this last tent, Lady Elaine?
Oh, I sort of hate to take it down.
Well, you know King Friday's coming back any moment now.
I know, and he probably won't bring us anything.
Well, last time he came back from a trip, he brought us pictures of himself.
That's what I mean, dear.
Didn't you want a picture of King Friday?
Oh, well, I already have about 20 million.
Yeah, he does like to give us pictures of himself, doesn't he?
He just likes himself, that's all.
Well, he won't like us if he sees anything left around here.
All right, let's take this last one down. That sure has been fun, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'll just take it over to someplace else for you, okay?
Okay, thanks, and I'll take care of the rest. I think there's probably just a little sign or something.
Okay, Lady Elaine.
Thanks again, dear.
If the king gives you a picture, what are you going to do with it?
Well, I'll just give it to you for helping me.
Okay, goodbye, Lady Elaine.
Goodbye, dear.
Well, Lady Elaine, how are you?
Hello. Miss Emily. How are you, dear?
I'm fine, bless my soul. How are you?
Oh, grand. How's poetry these days?
Oh, it's flourishing. It's flourishing. I have one that I just read to Mr. Rogers, and he thought X would like it because it's about rain. You know how X likes rain.
Oh, he sure does. He likes to take showers in it.
Sure he does.
He was by here a little bit ago. In fact, he just left.
Oh, well, I'll go and have a look for him.
Yeah, he's probably over at his tree.
Yes, I'll go and have a look for him there.
Well, before you go, could you help me place this sign, dear?
Now, just where do you want this?
I think it would do best right up there.
Are you quite sure the king would like to have it up there? Right on his balcony. Are you sure?
Hobby horse rider. Well, I think so. It's just sort of a little welcome home present for
him. I can't really see the king as a hobby horse rider, you know. Not really.
You're just full of poetry, dear. I'll love you forever.
You're full of mischief, Lady Elaine, but I love you, too.
Well, toot-toot.
Toot-toot to you.
Oh, have a good time with X.
Thank you, darling. I will.
Toot-toot. She's a dear. Oh, it does look good up there. Take another look. Woo! Hobby horse rider. Woo!
Hello, Miss Emily.
Oh, hi, Corny. How are you? This is a special day, you
know. Sure is. Sure is.
Who's that? Oh, Miss Emily, how in the world are you?
I'm fine. How are you, sweetie?
Oh, boy, am I ever been busy.
Have you? What have you been doing?
Oh, I've been helping Lady Elaine move the tents from the castle over to someplace else.
Why, that really must have been a job. They're heavy, those tents, aren't they?
Oh, sure, but we just had to get them out of there. You know, King Friday's due in any time now.
Yes, I know, and he might have taken a fairly dim view of it. Well, you know, I was talking to Mr. Rogers this morning.
Oh, good. How's he?
He's very well. And I found a poem, and he said he thought you might like it because it's about rain.
Hey, rain. I love the rain. I like to lie in the rain and let it come down my beak. And I like to take a rain shower, too.
I know that. And you know how I know that?
How do you know?
Because Lady Elaine told me. She said X likes to take a rain shower.
Well, she sure knows me. If you have a poem, Miss Emily,
yeah,
I'd like Henrietta to hear it, too.
That's a good idea. Let's ring for her.
Yeah. Henrietta. Henrietta Pussycat.
Ah, here meow. She comes. What a pretty little hat.
Meow, meow, Miss Emily. Meow, meow, new hat.
Oh, it's so pretty. It's green and a green bow.
Meow, friend made it.
You have a lot of friends, haven't you, darling?
Meow, meow, love friends.
Yes,
meow.
You have a lot of friends. Well, look. How about getting on with this poem?
Hey, yeah, that's right. Miss Emily has a poem for us, Henrietta.
It's about rain, because X likes rain.
Meow, don't.
No, I know you don't, darling, but then that's what life is, isn't it? Some people like one thing and some people like another. It would be frightfully dull, wouldn't it, if we all liked and disliked the same things?
Meow, meow, true, meow. Meow, 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 scary poem.
No, it's not a scary poem. It's just about nice, gentle rain.
Oh, good.
And a gentle rain, meow.
We have to have the rain, you know, because it helps all things to grow. To all of us, it's very plain, we simply have to have the rain. But if we've planned a picnic day, I'm sure that none of us will say, we have to have the rain, you know, because it makes all things to grow. We'd rather have a sunny day when we can run about and play. But sometimes, when there's rain about, and Mother says we can't go out, the rain's a funny thing, you know. You watch a raindrop, gentle, slow, come gliding down the window pane and wonder, time and time again, where do they go, these little drops? Down, down they go, till each one plops onto the sill and then is gone. But many wonder, I for one, where do they go? Someday I'll know, and then I'll come and tell you so.
Well, I hope you will, because I've wondered about that, too. I've seen the rain come down and then plop off, and I think, where do you go, little raindrop?
Yes, well, I've wondered many times.
Meow, too. Meow, meow, beautiful poem,
Meow. Well, I'm glad you liked it, darling.
I sure did.
Good for you.
Meow, wish Meow, Meow write poetry, Meow, that.
Oh, you should try, Henriette. It's not really difficult, you know.
Meow.
King Friday is arriving.
Oh, what did he say?
Goodness.
King Friday is arriving.
You've missed him, haven't you?
Meow, 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 meow.
We sure have missed him.
Meow, meow, you?
Oh, yes, of course I do. Well, let's go over there. I'll see you there.
Okay, I'll see you there. Come on, Henriette.
Here's Handyman Negri with his suitcase.
Meow. Meow, 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 meow. Over there, meow.
Yeah, see you there. Will you close my knot hole?
I will indeed.
King Friday is arriving. King Friday is arriving. The king is arriving. King Friday is arriving.
Hi there, Joe.
Hi, meow, meow, meow.
It's Henrietta. How are you?
Meow, meow. King Friday,
hi.
Meow.
Hi. Hello. Hello. Nice to see you.
Hello,
dears.
Oh,
hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Where's the picture giver?
Oh, well, he's not bringing pictures of himself this time, Lady Elaine.
You mean he brought something real?
Wait till you see.
Oh, come on now. What did he bring me?
Oh, it's a surprise.
A good or bad?
No, you'll see. You'll see.
Is it inside those suitcases there?
No, actually, he's carrying yours with him himself.
Sounds exciting, doesn't it?
It sure
it
does.
Really
does.
Sure it does.
Well, it's probably a switch to spank me when I'm bad. Oh, here he comes now.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome home. Welcome home, King Friday.
Welcome home, King Friday.
Welcome home, your most gracious majesty.
Thank you.
Nice to see you, King Friday.
Meow, meow, home, King Friday.
Oh, thank you, Henrietta Pussycat. I suppose you are wondering if I have brought you all a fine picture of myself because you have missed me so much.
I told you he'd bring a picture.
Well, he didn't say he was going to, Lady Elaine.
I suppose you're wondering,
Yes, we were wondering.
We're all wondering.
Well, Sarah Saturday suggested some other things this time.
Well, that was nice. That sounds promising.
If you will all come to the P room, I shall give you your presents. P for presents, you know.
Yes, sir.
What did you bring for me?
Well, Lady Elaine, if you must know, I brought you this little bird on a stick for your collection.
You mean it? You mean you brought me that beautiful little bird?
I do mean it, Lady Elaine.
It's a beautiful little bird.
Can you believe it?
Of course, I'm a generous king. This bird is smaller than mine, of course, but we thought you would enjoy it.
Boy, do I ever. Part for my collection. Just a minute, I need to ask Miss Emily to do something. Will you hold this for me,
Joe? Oh, I'd be happy to.
Yes, what is it,
Miss Emily?
Last minute housekeeping, Your Majesty. Why, it all looks very good to me. The whole castle looks in order to me.
Well, sir, it isn't easy to take care of a castle when the king is away, is it?
Meow, sure isn't, Meow.
Right. It surely isn't easy.
Now, let's not worry about all that now. Let's not worry about it. The king is back. Long live the king. Long live the king and his new kind of presents.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's a lovely welcome you've given me. A lovely welcome. Now into the pea room. Your great king is at home. Into the pea room, everyone.
I want my bird.
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, thank you so much, dear. What a pleasant day.
Into the pea room. Into the pea room.
Hi, Charlie.
So King Friday's back, and he brought things that people like.
Yeah.
Boy, wasn't Lady Elaine surprised when she saw that bird on the stick for her collection? Mm-hmm. and she asked Miss Emily to take down the sign right away. As soon as she saw that King Friday had really thought about her and brought her something that he knew she'd like, then she wanted it all cleared away and wanted his castle to be just fine for her. Mm-hmm. If you were a king or a queen and you went away and then came back, what would you bring the people with whom you live? Would you bring them something that they like? Mm-hmm. Would you bring them some soap? Or socks? Or traveling slippers? Or toothbrush and toothpaste? Swimming suit? Sweater with sleeves? Sweater without sleeves? Underwear for wearing under? Shirt? Vest? Miss Emily thought I looked funny in all these things. Well, we were just trying them on, weren't we? Robe with a belt that says, "How do you do?" The best thing that you could bring back when you came back would be yourself. Because that's what most people would be gladdest to see. They were glad to see King Friday, too, weren't they? Wonder what he brought the other people. They'll be giving those things in the pea room. Pea for present. Mm-hmm. Well, there's that suitcase all packed up. Gee, I bet Lady Elaine was glad she took down all those tents. Yeah. Took a lot of talking to get them down. Our visit's nearly over for today, but you know when we'll be back. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day a special day by just your being you. Mm-hmm. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.